The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
NAMOF held a media and stakeholder engagement on understanding the healthcare funding industry. Can you briefly tell us the reason behind this engagement?
Thank you very much for the question. The reason why we called the engagement of the media and other stakeholders, the purpose was to try and create a necessary understanding in the industry of how the medical aid funding industry works, how it is that the various role players interact before payment is made and how the ecosystem is established by the various statutes that govern every phase and step that is followed from A up to Z. Now, that understanding was necessary because often at times people talk about issues and challenges that they would have in their space without realizing the role and responsibilities that other role players have in the same sector. Now, to try and bring everyone in the same table and create the understanding, then NAMOF decided on calling for the engagement with stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is the background.
Yeah. Now, could you take us through the mandate of NAMOF and the components thereof?
Right. When you look at NAMOF as an entity, mm-hmm. the best way to understand it, we as Namibians, we have a constitutional right to health in this country.
Mm-hmm.
The responsibility for the population health status is vested in the Minister of Health and Social Services. Now, then, in trying to live up to that expectation, we have two streams. One, we have a public sector health system where every person in Namibia, irrespective of whether one is a Namibian or a foreigner, as far as they are sick, they should be able to access public hospitals and services that are funded for by the Ministry of Finance on the public base.
Mm-hmm.
However, the minister or government has also created another stream for employed Namibians or whoever is able to afford to pay for their own healthcare needs. That system is through what we call medical aid funds. This is a pool of money that people bring in together to look after themselves, but subject to the laws and regulations of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Our primary responsibility really is to, one, is to control, promote, encourage, and coordinate the functioning of medical aid funds in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
We have 7 medical aid funds that are registered at the moment, covering the population that is able to fund for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Medical Aid Fund Act itself, it defines what the purpose of a fund, and then this is quite important to be understood for the object of what a fund is about.
Mm-hmm.
The fund is there to provide financial assistance and to defray for the expenditure that are rendered to a member of a medical aid fund.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it excludes elements of insurance. And the point really is that a fund does not pay for everything, but it provides that necessary assistance that a member receives access to care, which is of good quality, and also which is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do we then control and ensure that all funds at an industry level, they are able to function?
Now, how about the coding structure of the association? Can you briefly take us through that process?
The first component is we issue practice numbers. A practice number, in Namibia, any healthcare provider who is registered, constitutionally, they have the right to practice medicine. But to an extent to which they desire, to be paid for by medical aid funds, then they would apply to NAMAS for a practice number. That number identifies the provider as a person or a hospital or a facility where a service is rendered to a member of a medical aid fund.
Mm-hmm.
The number assists in medical aid funds in identifying who the provider is, what services were provided, where they were provided, when they are administering and adjudicating claims.
Mm-hmm.
Then the number that we issue, in order to ensure that a fund and the provider, they communicate, it gives a provider access to our coding structures. And our coding structures are aligned to the healthcare episode that in terms of how a member gets treated when they enter either a hospital or a provider's consulting room.
Yeah.
In the sense that the first step is that there should be a diagnosis of what is it that the member is complaining about.
Mm-hmm.
To that extent, we use a diagnostic coding system, mm-hmm. which is ICD-10. It's worldwide established by WHO. Now, that tells a funder what was wrong with the patient.
Mm-hmm.
Then, once a diagnosis is established, the next step is when a provider is communicating with a member or a patient, then they also have a coding structure which we are referring to as the procedure code. The procedure code is linked to the scope of practice that a provider would have received and is authorized by the Health Professions Council. Now, procedures also includes codes for hospitals and unattached theater. There are various categories. Now, the procedure tells you what procedure was rendered to the patient and what treatment was also met by the doctor to the patient, which links up to a benchmark tariff and billing rules and guidelines that we are also using, we are also establishing as NAMAS and put into the industry to provide us with healthcare services.
Yeah.
Now, a benchmark tariff, really, it is not a prescribed tariff, but it's a tariff that serves a purpose to show or to signal what is a reasonable cost of all the entire services that are quoted that providers of healthcare can render to a member.
Mm-hmm.
It is not mandatory. Medical aid funds would use the benchmark tariff in terms of how they are setting their own benefits. And equally, when a provider is raising a claim, they also look at, but what is a reasonable cost that this service would cost from a NAMAS perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a centrality of a benchmark tariff in our Namibian market. And then the standard that is there to see whether our coding structure is being used appropriately and in a manner that's acceptable, and the billing rules and guidelines, which both the provider and the medical aid funds administrators would look at when they are adjudicating claims. Then the last step, when a provider is seeing a client or a patient, they would prescribe the medication necessary to heal the patient putting it quite simply.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that prescription, which a member must have when they go to pharmacy,
yeah.
It has a coding structure of it, which is called the NAPI code. It identifies the medicine prescribed by the doctor in order for a pharmacist to dispense the medication. Therefore, there is a connection by the language that we have created from diagnosis, procedure, treatment, up to the medicine that has been given to a member.
Mm-hmm. Now, during the engagement, you have mentioned the NAPI code that will be available as of next year. Can you please explain what that entails?
At the moment, the NAPI supporting structure, we have already launched a project about it. It's been developed to bring the standards necessary in the Namibian market. It will be launched quite soon, and the details of it will be shared with the industry and all the affected stakeholders. The reason why the NAPI coding structure is necessary is that medicine is the second highest cost driver in terms of our claims pie, not only for medical aid funds, but also for CMAS and government. I mean, you can take a simple example. A population of about 2 million would be consuming over 3-4 billion of medicine in the country. Now, what then, what systems are supposed to be in place in order to see it? Are we, is this country so sick? Why are we spending so much money for medicine for a population of less than 2 million? The majority of whom are youth and quite healthy in the country. Therefore, the NAPI coding structure would be able to assist government and medical aid funds to come up with appropriate policies in terms of how we control the usage and what it is that we pay for medicine in the country. That is the purpose of the NAPI coding structure, which is a standard that we are making in this country. And therefore, we are embarking on it. It will be launched very soon with a view that come 1 January next year, it will be in place and be applied as a requirement for a valid account for every provider in Namibia. So that's some of the things that we are doing.
That was Mr. Brian Chaka, the head of corporate services at NAMAF. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you very much.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.